Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a select few individuals an exemption from fasting. These individuals include those who are ill and fear that fasting will cause damage to their health, those who fear they will die from thirst or hunger, the elderly who are not in a mental or physical state to fast, children who have not yet reached the age of maturity, travelers, pregnant women, breastfeeding women, women during postnatal bleeding, and women when during their monthly menstrual cycles. This means that these select individuals are either not able to fast at all during Ramadan due to their illness, or that young women in particular find that they miss up to almost a whole week of fasting during Ramadan due to their monthly cycles. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has awarded us this exception. Yet some women struggle and worry that they are missing out or being prevented from remaining consistent with their spirituality during Ramadan. So, there are some key practices that we should remember during this month, especially for young women who almost always have to spend close to a week every Ramadan without fasting and wish to know what they can continue doing whilst not being able to fast in order to remain spiritually engaged with the month of Ramadan and to also keep reaping the rewards of this month. A hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu provides us a very important reminder which is helpful to keep in mind for both those who are fasting and those who are not during Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yada' qawl az-zuri wal 'amal bihi wal jahla فَلَيْسَ اللَّهِ حَاجَّةٌ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ." The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever does not give up lying and evil deeds whilst they are fasting, Allah has no need of his abstaining from his food and drink." So just by fasting alone, we are not fulfilling the rite of the fast. The first thing to remember is that fasting is more than just refraining from food and water. It is equally, if not more important, to refrain from every deed that is purposeless or a deed that does not enhance our spirituality during the month of Ramadan. That means we must aim to refrain from all activities that has the potential to corrupt our eyes, tongue, ears, hands and feet. And this is an important reminder for all Muslims during Ramadan. And for those who are not fasting, it is especially important that we remember that it is not simply the act of refraining from food and water that is awarding us Allah Almighty's pleasure. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need of our fast if we are not refraining from all other evil, immoral, indecent, and corruptive behavior. So whether somebody is fasting or not due to a legitimate reason, it is important that we are still conscious of all the things that we consume on a daily basis that impact our thoughts and our behavior. That being said, our suhbah, the company that we keep, bears the most influence on our lives. And in today's day and age, social media usage has prevailed among all things that bear influence on our behavior and our preferences. And our suhbah today, therefore, is our social media feed. So being conscious of our social media usage is one of the first steps towards taking control over what we consume and what consumes us. This does not just mean the things that we watch or see with our eyes, but it also extends to the things that we listen to And this is not limited to music. We have to be conscious of the conversations that we are engaged in and the kinds of people that we speak to on a daily basis, the kind of language that we are exposed to. Because every sound and every word that enters our ears ultimately leaves behind a seed or a thought or an idea. And if we are constantly listening to and being exposed to indecent language or corruptive visuals, then we surely are leaving the door open for all sorts of evil thoughts to enter our minds and ultimately that change our behavior. And we must remember that Allah Almighty chains the devils during this month. He has already closed the door to any kind of temptation or indecency from shaitan. So then we are just left with ourselves and our own devices. Therefore, it is incumbent on us to take the necessary steps to ensure that we are safe from all avenues and sources of evil in this world and that are around us. So although some people with the rightful exception may not be fasting either throughout Ramadan or for just a week, we must remember that we still have to be vigilant about refraining from other powerful practices that may jeopardize our Ramadan. The second thing that concerns young women in particular, who almost always miss up to a week of fasting during Ramadan, is the matter of retaining our spirituality during this time. Whilst not being able to fast during our monthly cycles, we are also not able to pray, perform extra nawafil, perform taraweeh prayer, and of course, read Quran in an ordinary fashion. But the Quran itself provides a very beautiful substitute for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 38, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that when some of the true Christians listen to what has been revealed to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the Holy Quran, you see their eyes overflowing with tears for recognizing the truth. And then they submit, O our Lord, we have believed in the truth which you have revealed, so count us amongst those who bear witness to the truth. And similarly, in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 204, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And when the Qur'an is recited, listen to it attentively and observe silence so that mercy may be bestowed upon you. The beautiful lessons that we learn from these ayat is the power of simply listening to the Qur'an. These ayat tell us that just hearing the words of the Qur'an invokes such powerful feelings that it causes one to overflow with emotions, so much so that it has the power to change the course of one's life, as it did for the Christians at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And secondly, we are instructed to listen attentively to the Qur'an without any distraction, without any talking, and with silence, so that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that we may be bestowed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and with His blessings. So on a practical level, therefore, if we are not praying or unable to attend taraweeh due to our exemption, it is still very important that we try to attend taraweeh prayer and listen to the recitation of the Qur'an. There is always space for women who are not praying in the women's section at the masjid. So I would advise to take that opportunity to go along with your family to the masjid and listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And whilst you're listening, open up a translation of the Quran on your phones or on your iPads and follow along. That way you gain the benefits of listening and understanding the blessed words of Allah Almighty. And it is another way to continue engaging with the Quran even when we are not actively or physically reading the Quran. Secondly, on a practical level, during the rest of the day, again, if we are unable to read the Quran physically and actively, we can always pick up a translation or listen or read a tafsir of the Quran in our own time. And by doing this, we are again maintaining a consistent routine of engaging with the Quran, reading it and understanding it throughout the entire month of Ramadan without any pause and without any break during the month when or if we start our monthly cycle. So we shouldn't let that 1 week of our monthly cycle disrupt our levels of spirituality during Ramadan, or let it break the consistency of our routines during this blessed month. In the same way, if we are unable to perform our ritual prayers, take the time to do tasbih and dhikr and adhkar when it is the time for prayer. That way, during the day, even if we are not actively praying in salah, we can still remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can still send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and seek forgiveness as much as possible. After all, these are all the things that encompass our prayer. So we too can continue doing this just in a different mode of worship. That is, through tasbih, dhikr, and making dua. Lastly is the matter regarding making up for one's missed fasts from the previous Ramadan. Women who do not fast during the month of Ramadan due to their monthly cycles fall under the category of individuals who are obligated to make up their fasts after Ramadan and preferably before the next Ramadan. It is stated that Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha would make up the fasts that she was unable to perform the previous Ramadan during the month of Sha'ban before the arrival of the coming Ramadan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we know, would fast abundantly during the month of Sha'ban. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha took that opportunity to fast alongside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reaping both the benefits and blessings of Sha'ban, whilst also completing her missed fasts from the previous year. This is a great example for us to follow as well. So before the upcoming Ramadan, we must ensure that our previously missed fasts are made up for, and what better time to do that than in the month of either Rajab or Sha'ban. I pray that our coming Ramadan fills our lives with endless blessings, fruits, and glad tidings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.